Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension dairy specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the alfalfa crop, and this would actually apply to those that raise alfalfa commercially here in the state. We've had kind of a different spring, and for many of you that have dry land alfalfa, you're probably a little disappointed with the growth that the crop is currently making. For those of you that are under irrigation, things are actually looking really nice and should be looking at first cutting here very soon. However, we do have some threats out there that you probably are aware of, but you really need to be diligent in trying to make sure that the insects do not move in and take over your crop. Keep in mind that the alfalfa may look great today from the road, but inside your alfalfa field, you may be starting to get some insect populations that you need to address. Now, here's going to be the challenge. I encourage you to work with your agronomist to determine where the thresholds are, whether you should treat or not treat. Keeping in mind, if you need to come in and treat, it's going to delay your harvest. So sometimes we're better off harvesting and then treating after harvest to take care of residual insects if that's necessary. But I would expect that insect populations would explode rather rapidly this spring once we get to some warmer temperatures. And in your growing crop, they can cause damage in just a matter of a couple of 3 days. So be vigilant. You probably need to be checking fields on a daily basis now to make sure that we're keeping track with where the insect populations are. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.